tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Good morning, welcome along to Tip Today, 1800 938 007. That's our free phone number, won't cost you anything to make a call to us, and Ali is producing today. Coming up on the programme this morning, Johnny Luby will join us from sunny climes to make us jealous. A Tipperary woman sleeps out in solidarity with Palestine. Should learner drivers be banned if they continuously fail driving tests? Storm Kathleen bears down on Ireland. We'll hear what's in store for Tipperary. Now, the Health Minister promises change at UHL, but is it enough? And of course, it being Friday, our Friday panel will unpack the big topics of the week. So all of that and much, much more on the way. You can text and WhatsApp 083 311 3311. You can email tiptoday@tipfm.com. Of course, we're always glad to hear from you. You can email tiptoday@tipfm.com. All right, let's have a look at what's making headlines in your newspapers today. The Irish Examiner, their main story, and it's something we covered on the programme yesterday. Nearly 30 road safety advocacy bodies have declared no confidence in the Road Safety Authority after a spate of deaths in the first 3 months of the year. Also on the Examiner today, an Irishman was among three people who died in a helicopter crash in the Swiss Alps. The man from Dublin is believed to be aged in his 30s, and he was killed on Tuesday when the aircraft, which was carrying six people to the summit of the Petite Combien mountain, crashed. And some photographs of that in the newspapers today as well. Very unfortunate. The Irish Times, the main story there, Minister for Public Expenditure Pascal Donoghue warned Cabinet colleague Roderick O'Gorman of extensive policy and expenditure risks in the care referendum in a clash over the extent of new duties to be imposed on the state. 1 month after voters overwhelmingly rejected the care amendment, internal files point to a schism over the referendum between Mr. Donoghue and Minister for Equality O'Gorman. Also on the Times today, the Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, has warned that the era of overperforming corporate tax is coming to an end, as new figures show a 25% decline in business tax receipts for the first quarter of the year. Also, where weather is concerned, Storm Kathleen, the 11th named storm in the 2023-24 season, is set to hit the country this weekend with orange wind warnings issued for five counties. That's how I look at the Indo top story. More than €25 million was reported stolen from investment fraud victims in Ireland last year, including a man in his 40s who was cheated out of €100,000 after he clicked on a social media advert. Can you believe that? In the past 4 years, almost €60 million has been stolen from victims of investment fraud here. So do be careful about how you click and what you click on. The Irish Daily Mail, a pay cap is needed for the now scandalous six-figure salaries that senior civil servants will receive under a new a public sector pay deal politicians have urged. It follows confirmation that the controversial Secretary General in the Department of Health, Robert Watt, is due to see his salary rise to, wait for it, €326,000 by 2026. Yep, you heard me. €326,000 by 2026. Incredible. Do you want to make a comment on any of those topics? If you do, again, we'd love to hear from you. 083 311 3311. Johnny Luby is with me. Johnny, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. I hope you can, and the listeners of Tip FM, that you can receive me loud and clear.
We're receiving you loud and clear, Johnny, but you're going to make us all miserable because we're here in the wet. Storm Kathleen is about to hit. Tell us where you are.
Yes, I'm in Alvor. I wasn't able to talk to you on Friday last because I was out caddying for one of the top golfers here in Portugal. So
I see.
That's how I put down on Friday last. But yeah, the first week wasn't hectic weather-wise. You know, it really lashed rain here as bad as it would be in Ireland. But we had a wind as well, but nothing really to really blow the smoke one way or the other, but there was still a bit of a breeze there. This week has been absolutely fantastic. You know, the weather yesterday reached 25, and that's good for the first week in April. And that there's not a cloud in the sky there as I'm heading for the airport in Faro. But certainly listening to yourself there with what it says in the papers and all that, you'd wonder why would you go back
and talk. Oh God, I know. So you're heading back to the Forbury Road today, are you?
Yes, right, Fran. I look forward to getting back, you know, especially to see the our dog. He's on holidays as well for the last maybe 9 or 10 days, so I've got to pick him up as well. Yeah, Fran, it's a wonderful place here in Alvor. I often like it to the town of Cashel, which is one of our most beautiful towns, not alone in Tipperary, but in Ireland. They have maybe 12 or 14 restaurants here and 7 or 8 Irish bars and lots of people around, you know. But yeah. I suppose this year Easter had been earlier, so there's not the huge influx of people. There was a lot of people on the plane coming over going playing golf, but I'd say for the 3 or 4 days last week, they got no chance of playing golf. This morning, the first of the golfers were out at 7:20. So they certainly have a good day here at Pestana Golf Club. I don't play the golf now. I do a bit of caddy in front. It's far easier, you know. And we enjoyed the cracky.
You were telling Alison you got very fond of those cocktail bars over there, I believe.
Oh, God, I'll tell you, I'm just looking here at a couple of things that I've written down, you know.
Yeah.
I started with the Southern Lover.
Wow.
Catherine went for the Great Romance. And Anne-Marie Sandy went for the passionate pilgrim. But for the second round, Fran, I went straight to Del Valle's drink, the Pina Colada.
Oh, you can't beat it.
With the umbrella, it was absolutely fantastic, you know, in the other side, the Leinster House. And mentioning, Fran, it's a small world. Mentioning the Leinster House, of course, they have a Hall of Fame there where everybody writes up their names. I see winner Richie Power there, they're down on the knees, winner of 8 All-Irelands, winner of 2 All-Stars, and a nest load of Leinster championship medals. But on the wall is a girl called Eva Maher. I hope somebody is listening from Borosailey, Brendan's niece. And you had Amy Maher, Tara Maher, Abby Stapleton, and Aoife Nocton from Tipperary, the 4th of the 7th, 2017. That is 7 years ago. I wonder where are those girls now? But their names are still on the Hall of Fame there in the Leinster House. If somebody there needs the girls and tell them that their name is still there. The Leinster House is something else. You know, I know Gus is listening to us this morning because he's tuned in and he has a nest load more tuned in. He wants me to do the broadcast some morning from the Leinster House.
Oh, yeah.
He plays a fair bit of music there, Fran, as well at night time. So I put your name in. There's a fellow out here called Pat Curry. Did you ever come across him?
I never came across him, no. Is he a musician?
Yeah, a musician, top class like yourself.
Oh, no, there you go.
Himself and 2 or 3 other lads, they play here in the parlour and they play in the Black Stove and they play in the Leinster House. But mentioning the Gus there in the Leinster House, you better say hello, Gus, how's the crack?
How's the crack? I can't wait to get out there and play a few tunes.
I'm on record of saying that there's 7 wonders of the world. Well, Gus is the 8th one. He's a final scout. He wouldn't be a big lover of Tipperary.
He likes
to see Tipperary people coming in. You know, and the other night I was in the Leinster House again, and this chap from Kilkenny knew me through the Greyhound and the girlfriend was with him, but she was gone shopping, and he said, "Will you call for a bit of quietness? You have fierce authority here." He says, I'm going to propose to her.
Go on.
I kind of, I said, "You better get a lash of drink in fairly quick." I said, "I'm okay that way." I said, "You go down and bend the knee and you ask her for their hand." And no, he says, "I'm going to go a small bit further." And the way he proposed to her was, when she came back, he went down and bended knee and he said, "Would you like to be buried sideways with my people?"
The romance of it all.
The romance of it all. And she said, "Certainly I would." So she got a big round of applause. I think she was from Wexford Carlow border, down where William Mullins trains.
Yeah.
The hostel there. So, look, we had a wonderful evening, dear friend, and it's all for the crack. Actually, I'll finish on this about Gusso. Just hold on 1 second now till I see who did he tell me to do.
Yeah.
I'm just looking there now.
Where Where's he from, by the way? Where's Gus from?
He's Kilkenny, Dublin.
Oh,
he's really Kilkenny.
Yeah,
he was very friendly with the handballer, Duxie Welsh.
Ah, the great Duxie, yeah.
He used to play in a place called the Butts in Kilkenny.
Yeah.
Now, he said to me, he said, tell the lads in Tipperary and Lessees that Wyndham Clark, he's a big golfer.
Mm.
He's 33-1 for the big Open Masters next week, he said, and I have it from the horse's mouth. He says, I caddied for him in Portugal and I also tied his lace. He said, this man looked after me well. Wyndham Clark, 33-1 for the American Open, for the US Open next week. So, Fran, you heard it all on
Wyndham Clark. I'll be looking out for
Wyndham
him,
Clark.
I can tell you.
But, yeah, Fran, and what's brilliant out here, Fran, I didn't know it until I came this time, was a thing, I know I couldn't use them, was the Uber.
Oh, don't tell me you're gone into Uber now, Johnny.
No, friend, my phone doesn't allow me to do it, but you can actually get these taxis on Uber. They'll be there in 2 minutes. The €3.50 or €3 or €2.70 will be drawn out of your account, and where the cost does for the same trip, because we're lying to our taxi driver, will say €4.50.
Yes.
They went to a small place called Portimao the other day, the girls did, on Uber. It was €9. For us to go to Portimao, it's 14. But this Uber is certainly huge in Portugal.
But Johnny, you do realise that you're a bit late coming to the Uber party. This has been going on for quite some time.
Yeah, the Uber, if you don't mind. But that everybody uses, you know, and that. But anyway, look, you learn as you go along. But taxi drivers really aren't enamoured with these people that use these bikes, you know, with a bit of an engine in them, whatever you call them, yokes.
Yeah, the scooter things, is it?
They have no insurance, you see, and one of them actually crashed into a taxi driver. He was completely in the wrong. He'd done almost €700 worth of damage to the taxi, and your man couldn't claim off him. Now he had comprehensive insurance, but that's neither here nor there.
Right.
So he reckons that anybody that's using the roads with the any kind of a bike like that, especially, that they should be paying some form of insurance.
No.
Mentioning insurance, I did hear the other day the insurance premiums, they are not coming down at all. They might be paying out less on a particular insurance claims and cases, but they're certainly not coming down in the premiums. I mean, the premiums are still high, and you have to ask why.
Yeah, because a considerable drop in the payouts to people, Johnny, I think 30% or something like that, but it's not reflected in what we're paying, as you say, in the premiums.
Yeah, and mentioning the percentages and the whole lot, whilst it lashed rain here now, and I mean lashed there, and they have said it themselves, they still have only got 30% of what they require for the rest of the summer.
Wow.
So thanks to the God, I might be going home one way. I told him we could send you over a drop from Ireland.
You'll be coming home to some very unhappy farmers, and I know you're very fond of the farming community, because the land is just absolutely sodden.
Frank, it's at least a month ago when I did say that potatoes and all of that, corn and even the cows out on the land, the damage that they're doing, and the farmers trying to maybe put a tractor out and can't do it. I'm mentioning all of putting out tractors and everything else, like the race courses, the likes of Clonmel called off again yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know whether Wexford is on today or not.
There's an inspection there, I believe, about now.
There's an inspection, you see, Fran, and the likes of Punchestown Festival coming up now, their big problem would be getting the fences out on the track, because you have to have the tractors and they're on the loaders and that, and you have to try and angle it in the right position. Mm. And if it's not in the right position, according to the clerk of the course, they'd probably have to move it again another yard or two, and now you're doing untold damage to it. So, certainly it is a big worry for many, many, many farmers out there, you know, and that as a result of that, food will be costing more and everything else. But I would say, like the potatoes, I did say the month ago, friend, the potatoes are going to, because the old people used to say anything born or put in the ground at the end of April, all you'll get is marbles. You'd have to get a decent kind of a potato after that. So hopefully the weather will clear up for them very, very shortly.
Yeah, it's a big story around here at the moment. Will you be back in time for the final furlong tonight in Clarahan, will you?
That's right, Jeff, and a huge night tonight in the final furlong. They have this, it's like a Cheltenham preview. They have the championship preview in John Hanley's pub in Clarahan tonight. It's for the Clarahan GA club. They're great to look after the youngsters and try and put teams out and all of that, and also great to do a few things for charity of some kind. They'll have a huge crowd there tonight, but Hernley's is big enough to take it all. There are plenty of televisions around, and if you're in the outside place, you can see the Mark Landers, the Anthony Daly, Shamey Callanan, and of course TJ Ryan, all All-Ireland winners, are associated with All-Ireland winners, to give us their exact view on what they think. And we don't want any molly coddling of saying Tipperary will be in the top three coming out of Munster. They're honest to God's opinion of what they think, because it's going to be a tough campaign for ourselves in Tipperary to get into that top three. You'd say, who are we capable of beating? We could beat anybody maybe on a given day, but it calls for the word consistency then along the way. Look at Waterford below, or Galway in the Championship as well. On a given day that they're all on form, they could actually beat Limerick, but Limerick have this word called consistency. And Fran mentioning Limerick, they were out here for a week's bonding sessions. I see Tipperary are going on a holiday as well. I don't know where they're going. Waterford Hurlers were here, and of course the Kerry Footballers were here as well. It's possibly the place to go. I don't know how they maybe get a soccer field or playground area or whatever the case may be. They probably have a few drinks. It's all done behind closed doors, because it's the last drink that they would have until they're knocked out of the championship games, you know. So they all use the facilities out here. Now, Fran, remember I was telling you about my false statement, Tom Hennessy? Look, I'll mention them all anyway.
Yes.
Tom is going for independent candidate in Clare area, so the best of luck to him and the other lads that are, and lads.
Is that the same Tom Hennessy that looks after your teeth?
That's right, yeah.
I didn't know that. Sure, I know Tom.
Yeah, and I told him regretfully, I said, I can't give you number one, you're out of the area. So, but I might get a new set. I'm him for giving it a lash again this morning. But hey, look, the best of luck to all the candidates out there. And it's going to be tough going. I mean, big breaking news there on the Portuguese news, like Simon Coveney resigned.
Yeah.
You know, that made the Portuguese news.
Did it indeed? Wow. It just goes.
I did, yeah. Brandon, dear, when I was talking to you a couple of weeks ago, like I did say about Leo Varadkar, like when you lose the dressing room, and he seems to have lost the dressing room because he left it himself, and now Simon Coveney jumped ship as well.
Yeah.
Maybe because he turned the ties out of the Prem, maybe because there was no place for him with Simon Harris on the Fine Gael board, you know. But if Fine Gael aren't careful, like, they're going to lose. There's 9 or 10 of their people not going.
Well, there's even more. There's 12, I think, currently, but there could be as many as 15,
We have no Fine Gael minister now in Munster. Don't mind in Cork.
Mm.
So, like, it's going to be tough going for them, like, to try and get new lads in and things like that. It's going to be bloody well tough going for them. I wouldn't like to be a canvasser out there, because apart from everything else, look, a lot of them will get it straight between the 2 years.
But are you definitely telling us now you're out of the running? You've taken your handbag out of this, have you?
Well, I'm trying to get a few quid together. That's why I'm caddying out here, because you do need a few pounds to keep the show on the road.
Yes.
No, Fran, this will interest you. Tipperary Raceway, tomorrow evening at 4 o'clock in Rose Green. They have an open forward wheel driver thing. They have a junior learner. They have the Ninja Carts. They have the National Hot Rod. They have the 2 litre Hot Rod. They're the lighting hot rods and the premier rods. £10 admission, under 16s are free with Nadal. But friend, the following week, your car can go into it, because it's temporarily wreck unlimited bangles.
The cheek. So you can
you can put your yoke into it. I'm sorry for putting it that way. But friend, on the GA, look, Derry beat Dublin last weekend in football. It was a good game. I saw it out here, and Donegal won as well. So well done to them. Of course, tomorrow evening in Semple Stadium, weather permitting, I presume, I don't know, but they'll probably go ahead anyway. Clare and Kilkenny in the National League final. Now, to the case of which one of them, I suppose both of them would want to win. Clare could use a bit of silverware. They're probably short two or three of their better type players. Kilkenny looked to have a full panel, and the new manager there seems to be going gun happy for the championship, which wouldn't be as strenuous as it is in Munster. And as a result of that, he can afford to put out his decent team, because you'd imagine that Kilkenny will be there or thereabouts in the All-Ireland championship. And I suppose our Celtic and Hurling Prem were not out for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
There's plenty of league games going on in the county and all of that. So Anyway.
You wanted to mention Nina Ormond as well, didn't you?
Oh, that's right, yeah, Fran. Heartiest congratulations. I probably should have started with it because it's unique in Tipperary to have a team in the very top echelons of Irish sport. And Nina Ormond have reached the Holy Grail now. They're in Division 1. It's B. They're probably playing the likes of Shannon, Gary Owen and all of those top class teams. But Nina have had a marvellous season, and everybody in the county would certainly agree with them. Cashel put it up to them for a long, long time in that maybe 12 or 13 games in the league. Cashel were with them neck and neck until it came to the ninth game of the league. And then Cashel probably, due to injuries and things like that, they're hoping now for a top three. Is it now for the very best of luck to Cashel? I was going to say Cashel King Cormac, Cashel RSC. It would be marvellous for them to
go. Wouldn't it?
Friend in Kilfeetle, I haven't seen Kilfeetle playing for a while, simply for one reason or another, between juvenile athletics and greyhound meetings and every bloody thing else. I haven't seen them. This Sunday, they play Tullis in the Junior Cup. I reckon the boys, our own lads, are probably gonna. They're not as hungry as they were, I suppose, having won an All Ireland and maybe got the Junior Munster season last year, the Junior Final against Gary Owen. They beat Gary Owen there about 2 weeks ago. I reckon that the hunger has gone up because we wouldn't have a huge panel. Yeah. And as a result of that, Tullis beat them in the league already there only 2 weeks ago by 26-7. Now the game is back on the hill in the Junior Cup. And look, Tullis have no fear of the hill in Kilfeetle. So I reckon that Tullis possibly are the favourites going in. But anyway, that's life and it goes on, win, lose or draw. But yeah, Fran, I don't think I have an awful lot more.
No, somebody wants to know, when is the next GAA draw, Johnny? Do you know?
Oh, yeah, Fran, on Friday night next, I think, up in that lovely neck of the woods in McCormick's. They have the funeral home next door and the pub then and the county board draw.
So, Fran, I love the way you add the funeral home as if it's a big plus.
Yeah, we must be as dead as stuff. We never even come out for a lucky bloody dip out of it. The only consolation, Fran, Corey, is this, that if you do happen to win the Cahill, I want you to bring it from Kilcommon down to Anna County, and you yourself or your wife can bring me back up to McCormick. We probably will say hello to the lads in the Rising Sun and that lovely neck of the woods called the Congo Bay.
Yeah.
And maybe, you wouldn't know it ourselves, Ryan Ruse on the way down. She's a wonderful singer in Ryan Ruse.
Yeah, brilliant, Johnny. Yeah. Well, look, we'll let you pack up there and head for Faro. That's where you're flying out of, is it?
Yeah, Faro, Fran. Yeah, look, it's like everything else. I suppose we're lucky that we know people in the right places that give us our place here for the crack and things like that. And then, Fran, when you do a bit of caddying and that, I'm doing a bit of power hose now for the neighbour next door. So, you pick up a cup of bob here and there, or you'll get a free lunch or whatever the case may be. You know, we're down in Cottons, which is Tynes. We were in the Rockola and that. And, Fran, down along if people out are wondering, could they go to Portugal? They were never there before. I'd say, listen, look no further than Elvore. They have a beautiful beaches there.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Tremendous fishing shops on the way down.
And you brought me back lovely memories. You mentioned Porto Maio there. The very first time I went to Portugal, that's where I went. It was absolutely gorgeous, Johnny. Absolutely
gorgeous. Oh, it's beautiful,
gorgeous.
And I think of the poor old Gossip Fitzgerald, the Lord of Melfi, on it when I'm talking about the fish and chips. And how we survived above in the Premier Ballroom in Dundrum. They were great days. Dennis Fitzgerald was one of the all-time greats, Fran.
A neighbour of ours, sure.
Yeah, Fran, the only thing I see that's here and up out here for anybody with the false teeth is the fixident. I can get it in Liam Sullivan's shop in Golden for €4.50. And out here, Fran, it's €7.99.
Oh, good God. Oh, good. And you use a lot of it, by all accounts. So,
Fran, what I'll do is I'll bring out a nest order with it next time and sell it out here.
Your fans in Banshee want to know, did you take off the long johns when you arrived in Elvore?
Oh, Christ, yeah, Fran. I showed them the other day before I went to Portugal. They wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
They were absolutely amazed. That's the butcher stall, Fran. Did you ever call in there?
I never called in there, but it looks fantastic from the outside. A beautiful shop, yeah.
Fran, you call in there, mention my name, and you will get a couple of sausages at half price. There you are. I can't do any more. And don't forget Joe Hammersley when you're passing through, or Eamon the Butcher and Gordon, or Paddy Lamb. I could mention the NSO the Butcher.
Good luck, Johnny.
I always said, I always said there was plenty of butchers in Canalty. I came across them on the whole field of Kimberley.
Well, you were a bit of a butcher yourself, by all accounts. Anyway, look after yourself. Safe journey, Johnny.
Right, friend. Thank you.
Bye-bye, my old friend. Bye-bye to you now. That's the great Johnny Luby there, live from Alvor, heading for the airport, and he'd be back in the Fourpenny Road this afternoon, I'm sure. That's more of a warning to his neighbours than anything else. We'll take a break. We're back with more in just a smidgen.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.